Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium, now joined by infielder Vahiva Aloy. Vahiva, almost 2 weeks into your pro career playing here with the Shorebirds, how would you describe the way you've kind of gotten things here started?
Yeah, it's very fun, you know, to be at the field with the Shorebirds and a bunch of these guys on this team and just working with the coaches to, you know, get better.
Do you feel like you've settled in now quite a bit? Now you've had a series on the road. Now you've been here for a few days at home.
Yeah, we settled in pretty good. I think all of us that came from the draft camp settled in pretty good and just, you know, just trying to get better every day.
How have you enjoyed getting used to the pro life?
Oh, it's fun. I mean, it's baseball only now, so that's what we need to work on and focus on, and that's it.
I know baseball is obviously a big focus for you going back to your college days, but it probably feels a little bit different, though, now that this is your profession. You get to show up. This is your job every day, so it has to feel pretty nice doing that.
Yeah, it feels super nice. I mean, there's no school. There's no other things in the way of just playing baseball.
What's been your favorite part of the experience so far?
Just being out here in Delmarva, just playing in front of these fans over here, and it's very exciting.
What have the last few weeks, few months been like for you? You're playing for a College World Series. You're in Omaha playing for a championship not too long ago, and then you get drafted. Now you're here. What's these last few weeks been like for you?
Oh, very, just kind of like moving on to the what's next and, you know, just getting better.
What was it like to hear your name called and get the phone call from the Orioles that they were going to pick you?
Yeah, I was very excited, you know, just to be able to be a part of the organization is truly grateful and a blessing to be a part of.
Did you have any idea they were in on you?
I had a call before that, before like a week before maybe, and yeah, we just hit things off pretty good.
You are the Golden Spikes winner this past season at college baseball, best player obviously in Division I. What did it mean to earn those honors?
It means a lot, you know, to bring something back to the school, and just grateful to be a part of that team that we were came up short, but you know, we made a lot of great memories, and you know, a lot of bonds with each other, and truly blessed.
Coming from Sacramento State, you transferred there after 1 year there. Did you imagine you could accomplish that kind of thing, even, you know, playing close for a championship, be the best player in college baseball? Is that something you thought you could accomplish when you made that move?
It was definitely something, but, you know, just being able to be in SEC for Arkansas is just a dream come true. And just to be able to play with my brother, and, yeah, it's unbelievable.
I was going to ask about that too, getting a chance to play with your brother. How cool was that experience?
Yeah, it was very cool. I mean, we grew up playing baseball all our lives together, and just finally being able to do it at the highest collegiate way possible, and yeah.
Do you still think about your latest run to Omaha? Obviously, you guys felt a little bit short. You touched on that a little bit. Do you still kind of think about that a little bit?
Not really. I mean, I still talk to a bunch of the guys on the team, and the coaches still keep in touch a lot, and yeah, it's just a very close group of guys.
We're talking with infielder Vahiva Aloy. So we've only got about a few weeks left here in this season. What ultimately are you trying to do here, final few weeks here of this 2025 season?
Just trying to compete and give everything I got to try and help the team win.
Vahiva, we really much appreciate the time. It's been fun watching you play, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Infielder Vahiva Aloy, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.